Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The left fielder, Max Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Derringer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Paul Derringer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The shortstop, Lenny Merulo. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rip Russell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Merulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merulo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Derringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heck moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive towards center. McCormick catches it and throws to first to double up Merulo. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer strikes out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sauer fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch McCullough for the double play. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball towards right. Walker settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Walker. Hack moves to second. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Morello reaches third base with a triple. Hack scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morello scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to third. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. Frey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Frey reaches second base with a double. Joost moves to third. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joost scores. Frey moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frey scores. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sauer moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sauer scores. Haas moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Reds. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's 4-2, Reds. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamarno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCormick moves to third. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Derringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Stringer is called out on strikes. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lamarno settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0 for 1 in the game. Passo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Frey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost moves to third. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Morello hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Hack moves to second. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Hack moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello misplays the ball. That's an error on Morello. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McCullough hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0 for 2 in the game. Passo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Passo moves to second. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Morello hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Clyde Shawn now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shawn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lamarno hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sauer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Russell. The throw from Lamarno and he is out, Frey applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Stringer strikes out. Lamarno drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Stringer out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McCullough hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Passo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lamarno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Kraft pinch runs for Ray Lamarno. Dick West pinch hits for Clyde Sean. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Russell, who is chasing the ball. Joost reaches third base with a triple. Kraft goes all the way around to score. It's Reds, 5, Cubs, 5. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Frey hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley now catching. Joe Beggs now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Hack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Hack reaches second base with a double. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Morello bunts towards the mound. Beggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to third. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Cavaretta moves to second. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Russell hits a line drive towards short. Joost catches it and throws to second to double up Cavaretta. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 5. The Reds will come to bat. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-4 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sauer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stringer for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-4 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McCullough hits a pop-up towards first. Sauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Passo hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 5. The Reds will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Beggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beggs hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a double. Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Marshall who is chasing the ball. Hack reaches third base with a triple. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Morello strikes out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta is walked intentionally. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Nicholson is walked intentionally. Cavaretta moves to second. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Rip Russell. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Hack scores. Cavaretta moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.